We would like to begin this podcast by acknowledging that the land on which we record is the occupied, traditional, and unceded territory of the Stalo First Nation.
From the way I see it, this program different for us is not transactional. It's really not about the gift. It's relational. We see ending poverty as a shared path that we all play a role in.
Welcome to the Ending Poverty Together podcast. I'm Shalane, and we're here to discuss big questions about poverty in bite-sized ways. Sandra Gamboyish is the Senior Director of Philanthropy with Food for the Hungry Canada. She is a mission-driven leader with over 20 years of experience in philanthropy. Her work has supported causes ranging from poverty and human trafficking to environmental advocacy and public policy, always rooted in a desire to contribute to meaningful change. Sandra lives in Toronto with her husband, two children, and their dog. And outside of work, Sandra enjoys volunteering and spending time in nature. Welcome to the podcast, Sandra.
So glad to be here. Thank you for having me, Shalane.
Yes, my pleasure. I was going to add to the end of that intro, and enjoys growing corn, because I know that's your experiment this year.
I know, and I owe you a couple of pictures of my corn. I have seven.
Excellent.
Not a lot, not impressive, but it's looking beautiful. So thank you for the tips.
Yes, of course, of course. So Sandra, I appreciate you being here today. I'm excited that we are going to be able to discuss something new that's happening this fall at Food for the Hungry, and I would love for you to introduce us to Journey Partners. So that's really what we're going to focus our conversation on. And I was thinking, if you were, let's say, in a lineup at a coffee shop, and I know you're very social, I know you love to, I can picture you chatting with somebody in the line and talking about, you know, you've got 30 seconds. How are you going to explain Journey Partners to them?
Yeah, I love chatting with people. That's for
I know
sure.
You do.
That will happen in a coffee line shop for sure. I would say that I'm part of something really special because I am a member of the Journey Partner community at Food for the Hungry. Mm-hmm. And I would share with someone that never heard of Food for the Hungry, they're a Christian organization that walks with families in really vulnerable communities, mm-hmm. That work really hard to overcome poverty, and that we at Food for the Hungry are there for the long term, so it's not quick fixes.
Right.
And I would share that I give a little monthly, and honestly has become a meaningful way to live out my faith and just quietly walking with others the way God walks with us. That would be my very quick, you know, 30 seconds or less introduction to Journey Partners and Food for the Hungry.
Mm-hmm. So specifically this Journey Partners program, why do you think this is an important time, sort of a why now for Food for the Hungry introducing this new program?
Well, I would actually start it by saying a little bit more about Food for the Hungry, at least as I see it. We believe that poverty isn't just a lack of things. Mm-hmm. It's the absence of opportunity, of dignity, of hope. That's what I would describe Food for the Hungry and how we see opportunities. Mm-hmm. So because of the way we look at communities around the world, we don't just see the needs, we see potential. We see strength. We see creativity. And a desire for change is already alive and active in those communities. So Journey Partners, as I see it, was born from that very belief. It's not just a monthly giving program. It's a way for individuals to come alongside families and communities, not as just benefactors. That's usually what people think, but as partners on the journey out of poverty. And why now? I wouldn't say why now. It's just about showing up, not once, not with a one-time gift, but over time, month after month, sort of like a trusted friend. It's not there just once in a while.
Mm.
It's like a trusted friend. It's always there with you, showing up when you need it and need it the most. And you can always count on them. It's like someone who believes that real change is possible and is willing to walk alongside and beside others to see it through. So this is not so much as why now is, it is what it is. It's today. It's a friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I see the Journey Partner community being all about. Mm-hmm. I hope that makes sense.
It does. And it really connects, you know, because I also work with Food for the Hungry. I know that we are our core values. We're rooted in relationship. And this very much what you're talking about and making the analogy of a friendship and this long-term partner in the journey, that really connects also with the value that we at FH have on the seeing broken relationships healed and redeemed and the poverty that comes from those broken relationships being the hope being restored because of that. So that it makes a lot of sense to me that those things would fit together.
I have to put you on the spot, Shalane.
Okay. Yeah.
Because you have been a long-term journey partner with FH.
Mm-hmm.
So I would love to hear from your perspective. Like I talked a little bit about, just very briefly in the beginning, about how I would describe it.
Right.
I'm curious if you were in a coffee shop lining up with other people, how would you describe your partnership as a journey partner?
Oh, you know, you got to love a guest who takes over as the host. No, I appreciate you asking because I am passionate about this. I have had the privilege of traveling to several of the communities that we partner with.
Yeah.
And so I get to see the work and the change and the transformation firsthand. I also then get to participate in it by being that monthly journey partner. There's an ownership and there's a mindfulness to pray for the community because I'm connected. There's also a transformation that happens within me as I see change happening in these communities. I am challenged to be changed in my own life and in my own family and in my own community. So it's a both and for me, very much so.
Yeah. I was curious and I knew it was going to be meaningful. Mm-hmm. Did not mean to take over.
No.
I just, I had to ask. I had to put you on the spot because I was curious.
Yeah. No, I love that. I think I can imagine that same person who we're chatting with in the coffee shop saying, okay, so $30 a month. Really? What can $30 do? How can that small donation really make a difference?
That's a very good question. I often, over my years working as in the sector, in the philanthropic sector, I get asked a lot. If my monthly donation is just $20 or $30 or $50 or $100, that's not a lot, Sandra. It's the combined impact of a community of people that make a big difference. So it's not just your gift, it's a combination of other like-minded individuals that come together.
Mm-hmm.
They're visionaries. They're passionate about doing a difference in the world that make that $30 a month gift go so much. It's I would say to someone who would ask me that question, it creates long-term impact. So it's consistent support that helps build lasting solutions, not just quick fixes.
Right.
I started out by saying that FH is not about quick fixes.
Mm-hmm.
Those are important, don't take me wrong, for those charities that work on quick fixers. But we're in the long-term partnerships, a true transformation, the community and our ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So having that consistent support helps the organization, in this case FH, plan for those long-term changes, not quick fixes.
Mm-hmm.
I would argue that's also, it's like I mentioned, you're part of a community of people. Mm-hmm. So you're walking alongside the communities, but you're also walking alongside other Canadians to be part of a long-term journey. Yes. To support families as they grow stronger month by month. And like you said, Shalane, you too get transformed through those experiences, not only with what you see or hear or learn about the communities you're supporting, but also by hearing from other Canadians that are joining, that will be joining, God willing, this partnership. So you're part of this group of special people. Another thing about monthly giving that looks... It's exactly that, because it's just a smaller monthly gift, but it's easier to budget than a one-time donation.
Right.
Because you do it once and you don't have to worry. The first organization, for lack of a better word, that I joined as a monthly donor is actually my church. Instead of me bringing my envelope and give it every Sunday, I went and said, can we make this automatic? And I'll tell you why. One was because it was easiest. Two, I go sometimes a month away. I've been a month away visiting family, and I'm like, and I'm not contributing. And because I'm not a good planner in that sense, unlike my mom, for example, who's like, okay, I'm going to be away for a month, so I'm going to give my church my monthly dues. I don't do that. So it was a way for me to make it easy for me to donate to my church, even when I'm away traveling, or if I'm sick and I cannot make it, so that they don't lose it. It's always coming automatically.
Right.
So that's another benefit of that small, for lack of a better word, donation. And then the beauty of it is you join it, and then we will provide you with regular updates, so you don't even have to be looking for them. We will share the stories of impact that you're making. So it and becomes sort of like a rhythm of purpose, right? It becomes a meaningful habit. It's quiet because you don't think about it, but you know it's there. And it's easy to make. I hope that kind of answers
very much so
the question.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that has been really deeply impactful for me being at FH is realizing that the kind of faithful giving that donors do is really a spirit, can be a spiritual discipline, and and the spiritual aspect of that faithful contributing, wherever it is and to whatever ministry, is it's a really important part of of our lives. And I appreciate you commenting on, a little bit too on, you know, maybe it's not a small gift. $30 a month might be a really large gift for someone. And I think of the story of the widow's mite and the, you know, the tiniest amount being blessed abundantly. And there is that cumulative collection of these monthly amounts, whatever they are, that then together has this opportunity to have great impact in these communities internationally.
What makes a difference, the way I see it, this program different for us, is not transactional. It's really not about the gift. It's relational.
Yes.
We see ending poverty as a shared path that we all play a role in, right? It's we're all related in that shared path of ending poverty. It means that we're all walking together with community leaders and with local staff and with generous Canadians who say, I'm in this for the long haul. I'm not here for the quick fixes. I'm here to see a true transformation of their community. That's what I find beautiful.
Yeah. And if I can just jump in there, I actually just had the privilege of being in Cambodia, where a community has reached the point where they are self-sustaining, where the FH staff will be largely moving out and those kind of programming things will be ending. And so they were having a big celebration. And what was so exciting to me was to see who was represented at this celebration, because I was there representing FH Canada And there were some Canadian donors who came along, and they were part of the celebration. And then there were community members front and foremost, because they're the ones who do the hard work of seeing the change happen. There were FH Cambodia staff members. There were government officials from various different levels. And it was so obvious that this was a group effort. It was a beautiful community of transformation, and we were all able to be there to celebrate together.
Yeah. So you actually got it. That's just so beautiful. So thank you for sharing, because we don't want this to become one. It's not, again, transactional, it's relational. Mm-hmm. We don't want the donors, our donors, our supporters, our journey partners to be just informed. Mm-hmm. We want them to be connected.
Mm-hmm.
Either connected with the community as you observe your supporters in Cambodia, the supporters that came in that trip, that they were part of that community, was a connection.
Mm-hmm.
But when we see the stories that we feel connected to other people across the globe, or if we hear the stories of Canadians like you, our monthly donors, or like me, that you also feel connected through those stories, not just informed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, to me, that's actually what the most beautiful thing about this program that we're about to launch, this invitation that we're about to launch in the fall, is all about. So I think you describe it beautifully. Mm-hmm. So thank you for sharing that.
It's being part of something bigger than ourselves.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's no question in my mind that you're passionate about this program. I am curious, you've talked about some of the reasons from that sort of philanthropic perspective, why does this matter to you on a personal level?
It is in giving that you receive. That's a story that I tell. So there's, it can become across a little bit as a selfish perspective. It's in giving that you receive. But there is a reason why, as Christians, we're invited to give of our time, of our resources, because we really receive a lot. And I always remember my daughter, when she was in grade three, I mean, she's university now, third year of university, but when she was in grade three, she was, I remember she goes, Mommy, my friend Cindy asked me to help out during the break with kids and disabilities in our school. So I'm going to do it. And I said, I'm doing her a favor. And I said, okay, wonderful. So one day she comes, she's so excited about telling the stories of what happened with the kids.
Yeah.
And I turn to her and say, Cassandra, you discover the power that is in giving that you receive, because look how joyful you are. You're giving of your time.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout her whole elementary school, she continued to do it. She did not stop in grade three. She continued to volunteer.
Yep.
And sometimes even the lunch hour now to do that, because she was getting so much joy. To me, and why is this meaningful? Because I hope that everyone feels that it's not giving, that they're giving. We're giving monthly, and we're giving of our resources and or of our time, whatever it is, but that we feel, we feel like my daughter felt this joy, this happiness, that it's part of something beautiful and meaningful, that you're bringing joy and hope and dignity and kindness to people that you may never meet. That's why this is the personal level is important to me. It's because of that the potential of that joy in giving that it can bring to each one of us. And I think the world could benefit. We all could benefit from something like
we
that,
could
something more joyful.
Benefit from more joy for sure. And, we've touched on this a little bit already, but I think just coming back to the transformation that happens, and my role at FH is to talk about this a lot with people, that it's not just international communities and international situations that need transforming. We need transformation in our own lives, in our own families, in our own communities. And my guess is that you get to hear stories of that as you interact with Canadian donors. What are some of the ways that you hear donors saying they've been transformed because of their connection with FH?
It's so interesting to hear that. And I start smiling right away when you tell me that. Because one of the most, I would say it's just a privilege and an honor, is when a supporter gives and you're calling the donor to thank them, just to let them know how grateful we are. And when I hear a donor say, no, I thank you. And then we're like, no, I thank you. No, I thank you because you are making a difference. And I say, no, you are making a difference. We cannot make a difference without you. So it's, that's the joy that I have in my work. And that's what I've experienced when I call someone and says like, thank you. And they say, no, thank you, because, you know, you are allowing me to do something. Like through FH, I'm able to do something that is very meaningful and important to me, right? So so often it happens, like, thank you, no, thank you, and then that back and forth. But so it's, as a donor myself, as a, or donors of FH, there's that feel good feeling. We get to experience the joy of giving regularly, you know, but the joy of giving, but we know that we are making a real difference. Mm-hmm. Even if you never get to go see it in the field yourself, you know, through the stories, through our, the personal connection with us, when we call you, that you're making a difference. And that's what I find most beautiful in all of this work that we do, this, you know, of ending poverty, as, you know, but as communities, Canadians, and as linked in such a meaningful, powerful way to other people that we may never meet. But somehow there's that feel good connection, that empowerment that both sides feel.
Right. You know, one
and
thing.
And that's a joy. It is. A privilege.
Yeah, I agree. I think it is very much a privilege. One of the things that we often talk about when we look at our international communities is the opportunity for community members to break the cycles of poverty, and that there's generational change. And I really believe that something like Journey Partners can see a similar kind of generational opportunity with families in Canada, because as a grandma, I take that opportunity to share with my grandchildren and to talk about what does it mean to live generously and to give generously. And so I'm wondering, as you have interacted with different people, have you seen that as well, where generations are being impacted because of a generous way of living and giving?
I would say on my personal experience, I see it with my own kids. I've had my kids coming to me and say, Mommy, can I write a thank you card to the people that are helping other people? If, I mean, that's my kids.
Yeah.
I find, particularly in the world where, you know, we spend so much time behind a screen on a computer and a phone, just to have my kids have that awareness that I can do something. Can I write to other Canadians that are helping little kids around the world? Can I just write a note to them? And they have done that.
Wow.
Even with FH supporters. It's beautiful. That's the last impact here. It's Canadians here. Thanking other Canadians for lasting change in other communities. I think it's beautiful. One of the things, probably not so much related to your question here, but I find it so beautiful, and to me it's so amazing to share, is that the beauty about the work that we do, it's not, hey, here's a fish and eat. It's teaching people how to fish, or the people know how to fish. It's just empower them to fish even more efficiency, more efficiently, I would say. And that's, to me, is the most powerful thing. You know that you're giving, if you're giving monthly or whatever you're giving of your time, that it's not permanent. You actually are enabling lasting change, permanent change. And that's just so beautiful to experience.
It is, for sure. You know, Sandra, I think of, I had the privilege of leading the trip that was your first trip to visit one of our communities, or a couple of the communities that we partner with in Guatemala. And the consistency of that group was family, and it was dads with some of their kids. And so to see those kinds of involvements and the excitement. And so I guess I'm wondering, when somebody joins up to be a journey partner, what can they expect, and what might be some ways that they can expand their impact to their friends and family?
Yeah. Well, the last part is easier for me to say. I'll say share.
Sure.
Share what you've seen, share what you've experienced. In that trip that we did to Guatemala together, my first trip, Shalane, you saw some of the young children. They were teenagers, but they, at the end, they share that they see the world a little bit differently. Even some things like, I was contemplating changing my room and painting it.
Yeah.
But now I realize my room is pretty good the way it is. Yes. I don't need to do that. What I need to think is, what else can I do to help others? And, you know, and it doesn't necessarily mean help others in Guatemala or other communities. It could be within your own community. Just to have that thinking, it's great. But I would say, when you join monthly, the beauty about it, and some of that, I already talked about that, but it really provides lasting solutions. It allows an organization for FH to really plan ahead and know that with this ongoing monthly community of supporters, of people, visionaries, you can plan and say, hey, I know this community. When we start the community, we know there's a lot of help and support that they need. There's a lot of things that need to be fixed. I mean, it's a community in need, right? Children may not have access to clean water, right? Parents may not know how to grow food, may have a little bit plot of lawn, but not know how to grow, and they're trying, and things like that. When someone as visionary as a journey partner joins and starts giving monthly, allows us to say to the community, don't worry, we're here for the long haul, because we have this group of Canadians that see it and understand it. I'm not sure if that answers your question, but that's what I think it's most powerful about joining the journey. And then it's just about deepening connections. And we do quite a lot of that, or we aim to do quite a bit of that at FH. We'll always share the stories of transformation in the field, but we also hope that Canadians here feel transformed through those stories. They start thinking, they are curious, what else can I do? I'm doing here, I'm helping communities here, but what else can I do within my own family, within my own children? How can I engage them? How can I bring them along? I find that as a parent, we can say it, but we have to emulate it. We have to show that generosity in spade, right? Yeah. So if you're giving through a monthly giving program like Journey Partners, sitting down and share with your grandchildren a little story of a child that is going to school now because of your generosity, because you care enough to do that, it's a beginning to plant that seed that eventually will grow. I know with my mom and my dad, I remember they were not people with a lot of means, but they would have chicken eggs, right? Fresh eggs, and they would have homemade bread. So when someone asked them in the streets, can you give me money? They didn't have money to give, but they would give them their address because we always had chicken eggs. We had chickens. We had all these eggs, and we always had homemade bread, and they would do like scrambled eggs to give. And I think as kids, it's one thing when you hear it, parents say, oh, you should give a little bit of your money, or you should give a little bit of your time, or you should do this. But it's quite different when you actually see your parents. They're not lecturing you, right? They were not telling me anything. Their actions are telling me everything, right? And it stayed with me. It stayed with me, and I tried to, how can I involve my children in my world? They know about what I do. It's not a work, it's a vocation. They know about my, I was designed by God towards a social justice mind. They know about that. I've known about that for quite a young age, but more so. So they know that, but I do share the gift guide when it comes out, because they're so cute. And and then we talked about a little bit more what does this mean in terms of meaningful gifts or transforming people's lives.
Yeah.
But leading by example, both in the community, you know, and then involving them in this story is just really, you know.
It's very powerful.
It's powerful. I would say transformative. That's yes. how really it's changed. I think I got transformed at a young age because of what I observed.
Well, and what you observed has led to your vocation.
Yes.
And here we are at the end of our time. Already, it always goes so fast. Is there anything else you wanted to add, Sandra? Anything that I didn't ask you or anything you wanted to share as we wrap up?
I think we talked about everything. If I would say something about this monthly giving program that we're launching in the fall, aside from the feeling good and lasting impact, it's just knowing that you're part of a larger picture. They're part of a big community that cares. You're not alone. It's not just your donation. It's you coming to wanting to see lasting change, being a visionary, and being transformed through this program. That's what we're hoping.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for taking time to be here. I really appreciate you and the work you do and that you've been willing to have this chat.
Thank you, and to everyone for taking the time to listen. Appreciate it.
If today's episode sparked questions for you, or you'd like to learn more about Journey Partners, about Food for the Hungry, or you just have questions, please email me at podcast@fhcanada.org.